That is literally cooking, 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 cooking.
The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived.
We have moved from the era of global warming to the era... The era of global warming has ended and the era of global boiling has arrived.
Cooking, cooking, cooking.
As the UN Secretary-General says, we have entered the era of global warming.
Our environment is facing collapse. Our planet is choking.
The era of global boiling has arrived.
Death, disease, displacement, starvation, people dying of thirst, arable farming lands turning into desert, and most likely billions of people dead by the end of this century.
The UN Secretary-General has warned that we've entered an era of global boiling.
The era of global boiling has arrived.
Can you get any clearer than that?
Just this week, the UN chief has told us that the era of global boiling has arrived.
The era of global boiling has arrived.
That climate change is here. It's terrifying and it's just the beginning.
Many people are going to have to die.
We have now entered the era of global boiling.
The era of global boiling has arrived.
The era of global warming has ended.
The era of global boiling has arrived.
And the era of global boiling has arrived.
The air is unbreathable.
Air is unbreathable.
The heat is unbearable.
The heat is unbearable.
The level of fossil fuel profits and climate inaction is unacceptable.
And the level of fossil fuel profits and climate inaction is unacceptable.
In 1977, the worst winter in a century struck the United States. Arctic cold gripped the Midwest for weeks on end. Great blizzards paralyzed cities of the Northeast. One desperate night in Buffalo, eight people froze to death in marooned cars. Pat Bushnell was on the road that night.
Traffic just absolutely stopped. I was afraid of being stuck in the car all night long with the cold and the wind, running out of gas. And then what? I think that if we had to go through a real bad winter, just like we just went through, I think we'd have to think about moving someplace else.
Move where? The brutal Buffalo winter might become common all over the United States. Climate experts believe the next ice age is on its way. According to recent evidence, it could come sooner than anyone had expected. Summer ice are now blocked year-round. According to some climatologists, within a lifetime, we might be living in the next ice age.
Humanity is in the hot seat. Today, the World Meteorological Organization and the European Commission's Copernicus Climate Change Service are releasing official data that confirms that July 2023 is set to be the hottest month ever recorded in human history. According to the data released today, July has already seen the hottest three-week period ever recorded, the three hottest days on record, and the highest ever ocean temperatures for this time of year. The consequences are clear and they are tragic. Children swept away by monsoon rains, families running from the flames, workers collapsing in scorching heat. The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived. The air is unbreathable. the heat is unbearable, and the level of fossil fuel profits and climate inaction is unacceptable.